Part 1b. In this part, you will hear 10 short passages. Each passage will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passages and questions will be played only once. Now, let's begin. Number 11.
Our university library was established about 100 years ago by a man named Joe Garcia, who was a close friend of the university's founder. As a writer and poet, Mr. Garcia wanted to give students who couldn't afford to buy school books a chance to study as much as they wanted. He especially cared about supporting students who had jobs. In the basement of the library, students can find important letters and notes written by the library founder in those days.
Question: What was the purpose of the library? Number 12. In the 1970s, several countries began using nuclear energy. Many people agree that the disadvantages of nuclear energy outweigh the advantages. Nuclear energy creates waste that is extremely toxic. The most toxic nuclear waste takes around 40 years to be touchable again. There are also safety concerns. If a nuclear reactor leaks or breaks down, the nearby air and water will become toxic, causing many of the living things in the area to die. Question: What does the speaker imply about nuclear energy? Number 13. Penang Island, which is called the Pearl of the Orient, is one of the biggest tourist areas in Malaysia. Tourists are attracted by the high-class beach resorts in the north, like Batu Feringhi and Telok Bahang, and by Georgetown, which recently became a World Heritage Site. Many Japanese tourists can be seen in the area. The island is home to many retired Westerners and Japanese who are living their final years in paradise. Many people also live in summer vacation homes during the winter. Question: What is true about Penang Island? Number 14.
The IT company ABC Tech, located down the street from Stonewall University, is hiring students to intern there during the summer. Students who are interested in this great opportunity need to hand their resumes into the ABC Tech office by 6 p.m. on May 2nd. Please also include a short cover letter that includes your summer class schedule. For more information about this intern program, please visit ABC Tech's website at www.abctech.com.
Question: What should students who want to intern at ABC Tech do? Number 15.
New research has found that caffeine and tea may be good for your health. Drinking caffeinated tea as often as every day could help fight many common diseases. Caffeine can help protect your nervous system, which means that you will be less likely to get diseases like MS. Also, the antioxidants in green tea, for example, help to prevent cancer. Many teas also have other natural chemicals in them that can fight off cancer, heart attacks, and diabetes.
Question: What is the speaker trying to tell us? Number 16. The tabula rasa theory says the way we're raised determines the kind of adults we will become. However, after comparing groups of brothers and sisters, modern psychologists began to almost completely disagree with the theory. Brothers and sisters from the same parents act the same at a young age, but they grow to be different from each other later in life. This means that people's personalities can change, despite their upbringing. Question: What is implied about human personality by the speaker? Number 17.
Rogers University is now offering an online English delivery service to students learning English as a second language. Students who are interested in getting their English writing checked by native speakers can do so by email. The native checkers include people such as university teachers, journalists, and editors. All checked writing will be returned to students within 48 hours. If you have any questions about the service, please contact Marcel Morita in the School Affairs Department.
Question: What should students first do to get their English writing checked? Number 18.
Welcome to Science 203. I am your professor, Laura Boyd. The title of the book you need for this class is written on the board. It's for sale at all university bookstores. You'll have a reading assignment for every class. All assigned readings must be done in advance. If you forget, it'll be difficult to understand my lectures, and you'll have to take a lot of notes. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me after class.
Question: What should students do in order to do well in the class? Number 19. We'll continue our discussion about planets today, starting with Jupiter. Jupiter has many bright spots and lines of color. The dark and light red lines that we see are caused by warm air rising and cool air falling. Gases rise with the warm air, creating the lighter colors, and the cool air falls to create the dark colors. Because of Jupiter's fast rotation, and because it doesn't have any land masses like Earth, a large hurricane called the Great Red Spot seems to have been there for hundreds of years. Question: What is the Great Red Spot? Number 20.
The university's theater museum has been under construction for the past 2 months, but it's almost finished. The rebuilt museum will open at the beginning of next month on Thursday, June 2nd. It will house many important documents written by a prominent dramatist who studied at the university. A ceremony will be held when the museum opens on June 2nd. We hope all students will celebrate the opening of this new addition to the campus on this day.
Question: What is true about the museum?